Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no more. Got a story and it's time to tell, 'cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
I got shirt.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, and welcome again to another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you being here. Oh, we give all praise and honor and glory to God, for He is good, and He is good not some of the time, but He is good at all times. And His word sustains us in every season of our life. We thank you again for being here. We would like to take the opportunity to give a shout out to our hosts, Stephen and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministries, along with our Covenant Fellowship, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the dynamic leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones. And so we just thank God for all that He is doing in our life, in our ministry. And we thank God for all that He's doing in your life. Praise God. And tonight we have a guest speaker, guest minister of the hour. His name is Bishop Tyrone Houston of Raleigh, North Carolina. We thank God for him. And we thank God for the anointing and the power that God and the call that God has upon his life. And we know that God has placed a word within his belly tonight. And so we're going to go forth. We're going to enter into a time of prayer by Pastor Jasper. And then we're going to move directly into the word of God. So if you don't have your Bibles, pens, pencils, paper, please go ahead and take this time to get that, and then we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace and prayer.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for this glorious day, Lord. Thank you for
time, such as this, to bring forth your word with power and might and strength, Father, to
yes,
your people, Lord. Let down, will be done, Father, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. We glorify your name, Father, Lord. And just
yes,
let your will be done. Show the way, God, direct our path, Lord. Pray that you learn to trust in the Lord and lead not to our own understanding. And we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this dynamic man of God, Father, Lord. Man
yes,
of anointing, Lord, for on high, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We can bring the word of God, Lord, make it clear, to make it clear, make it plain to those that hear it, Father. And just touch our hearts, our mind, our spirit, and do what thus says the Lord, Father. We thank you so much for this day, Lord, and for your blessing, and for your manifestation of your power, and your,
yes,
and your strength, and your glory in our life today, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, at this time, we're going to go ahead and bring Bishop Tyrone Houston into the studio. Bishop Houston, all you need to do is just simply press 1 on your dial pad, and that will dispatch you into the studio, and then we will bring you in live. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, Bishop Houston. Good evening. Good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing good. Doing good. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Well,
thank you,
we thank God for you being here. We thank God for you. We also thank God for your lovely wife,
right,
Pastor Leela Houston.
Amen.
They make a dynamic team,
yes,
and make the enemy tremble, praise God,
amen,
because of the anointing of God and the power that's on their lives. So we're going to turn the microphone over to Bishop Houston. Bishop Houston, go ahead and allow the Lord to use you as he will.
Amen. We do bless the Lord tonight. We do give honor to God and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We do honor our host, Pastor Constant and Jasper Whitehurst, for allowing God to use them in this capacity. We are living in a time where any way possible to get the word out, that's what we need
Amen.
To do. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. We know that you are a blessed people. We thank God for all that you're doing. And we also thank God for our listening audience on tonight. Amen. Amen. We thank God
yeah.
for my wife
yes.
and the
Amen.
Blessing that she is to me. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to take up too much time, but God has been good, and he's good all the time. You know, he's better
Amen.
To me than
good.
I've been to myself. And I just thank God for what he has done, for what he's doing, and for what he is going to do. Amen, amen. I'm going
amen.
To go ahead
amen.
And get right into the word. And I
yes.
ask you all to pray for me because it's been a long few hours. Amen. I've been doing a lot of travel
amen.
Yesterday and went to work today, and the body is kind of tired. But
Amen.
Right now, I kind of feel my help coming on already. Amen.
God
is so good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But before
Amen.
I get in the word, I would like to say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given me to break bread with your people. Lord, we pray that you touch our heart, that we will receive, touch our mind, that we may understand. In the name of
yes.
Jesus, Lord, we come against the enemy right now, Lord, and we
yes,
rebuke
Lord.
Him in the name of Jesus. We pray that your word go forth, that your people may be blessed. And we pray that as you are glorified and the enemy is terrified, that your
yes.
that your people may be edified in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. Amen. I try not to keep you too long. Amen. But there's been a lot in my spirit. Amen. Concerning the body of Christ. Amen. We living in a time where souls are most important. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly how to put this, but if you will allow me, and I don't mean to offend the body of Christ, amen, but, you know, sometimes we think, you know, we understand things, and sometimes we may not understand it as we should. But, you know, God has a plan, amen, God has a plan, and God has already covered everything. Amen. He don't have to go back and make no changes. He don't have to do nothing. When Jesus said it is finished, it's finished. Amen. Amen. All we doing is playing it out. Amen. We thank God. My concern tonight is for a people of God that has lost their first love. Amen. Sometimes these people can be hard to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And one reason why is because they feel that life has dealt them a bad hand. Amen. Amen. If you know anything about card game, man, you get a bad hand. Sometimes when you look at it, you want to throw it in before you even try to play it. But sometimes that bad hand can be the winning hand. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to play that hand. Amen.
Yes.
If you will, let's turn to Jeremiah, the third chapter. And I want to start at the 11th verse. Amen. This is a book in the Old Testament. And we know that Jeremiah was one of the prophets of God. And God used Jeremiah to speak to the children of Israel. Amen. And Jeremiah was known one of the weeping prophets because Israel wouldn't do right. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he wept for Israel. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. If you have it, we're going to read it. Jeremiah chapter 3, beginning at verse 11. And the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, said the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, said the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thy iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God and hast scattered thy ways to the stranger under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, said the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, said the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Those few verses is very loaded, very loaded. And I hope that I can explain this and what's in my spirit, so we as the body of Christ can understand. Now, I'm really talking about tonight, the backslider. And I also want to talk about how do we get the backslider to return?
Amen.
Now, if there are backsliders, that means that they were at one time Christians. They were saved.
Uh-huh.
They loved the Lord. They was obeying the Lord, and they was living a Christian life. Amen? So,
yeah.
Something happened. Something happened that caused them to lose their faith in God and caused them to backslide. Now, the word backslide means to lapse in morality or to revert to a worse condition. Now, one thing I understand about being a Christian, especially when you're a new convert, and not just a new convert, sometimes people that has been serving the Lord for 10 and 15 years. Amen.
Amen.
What I understand is that sometimes things can happen in their life that is very surprising. And they don't understand, how could this happen to me? And I'm a child of God, and I serve God, and I love the Lord, and I do all I can, all I know, to live a righteous life. And something like this has happened to me.
Amen.
That can cause a person to lose their faith. I don't care what you say. But the worst thing is, when something happened to a person, how does the body of Christ deal with these kind of people? You know, hurt is one of the worst things that a person has to deal with. You know, you could have a husband and wife. They say they love the Lord, and for some reason, the husband just decides he don't want to be married no more. That's a devastating feat for the wife. Amen? And she might not understand, how could this happen, and she could lose her faith in God.
Amen.
Or you could have a person just make a mistake, get caught at a weak moment, and does something that they know that they shouldn't do. And afterwards, they say, how did this happen to me? And then the body of Christ can look down on them, talk about them, and the next thing you know, they're back out there in the world because there was no one there to restore them.
Amen.
So how do we deal with these kind of people? You know, I was thinking, I say, now, when you have organization, when you have a ministry, you know, you have a group of people, and it seems that those that are in the Lord and they are very strong in the Lord, they got high positions, you know, the ministers and elders and bishops and apostles, and all they all cater to each other. They all lift each other up and encourage each other. But what about the other saints? What about the other Christians? You would think that they would be the ones that really need to be uplifted, that need to be encouraged, that would need to be reminded that God loved them.
Amen.
I want to go to a passage of scripture, and I'm going to talk about the prodigal son, because we could look at him as a backslider, if you will.
Uh-huh.
So if you would go with me to Luke chapter 15, and then I want to examine the attitude of some Christians.
Amen.
Now, we read in Jeremiah that God told Jeremiah that he was married to the backslider.
Yes.
Well, all he wanted them to do was to repent, to acknowledge their sin, and he would take them back.
Amen.
So here we have the prodigal son. We know the story of the prodigal son. And I want to start with Luke 15, verse 11.
Okay.
And this is a parable Jesus spoke. He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his levy. And that many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. Now, you know, once you get saved, once God saved you, and you belong to the body of Christ, once you backslide, the world don't want you no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel like that you're not a part of the Christian family because of the way they treat you. So just like the prodigal son, you try to find something or someone that you could tie yourself to. To sustain yourself, to help you feel good about yourself. So this prodigal son thought he had him a good job and he was going to feed the swine, but I believe the Bible said that he became hungry. The 17th verse, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Now, when a person backslides, when a person is overtaken in a fault.
Yes.
When God speak to them in their mind, they have to think about what has happened to them and what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to think that when they come back to church, it's because they have a humble spirit and they are ready to repent, and they admit to themselves what it is that they have done, and they realize that they have made a mistake.
Yeah.
So if they come back to church, they are looking for some help. You know, I experienced years ago, about 25 years ago, You know, I haven't always been saved, and I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of. And I found myself in a certain state, and I was looking for some help. I was looking for some help, and I was walking around on the street. You know, I had been saved, been brought up in church and everything, but at this time, I wasn't living a Christian life.
Amen.
And I needed somebody to help me.
Yeah.
And I was in bad shape. I was in bad shape.
Amen.
And I'm not surprised that anyone that would have seen me at that time would have ran away from me, not realizing what it is that I would have done or what I could have done. But in my effort to try to get help, I ran into a storefront church, and they were having service that particular night. So I knocked on the door because I needed help. And somebody came to the door, and they saw me. I don't know who they thought I was, but they wouldn't let me in. They shut the door, and they locked the door. Now, I realized that, you know, there are some dangerous people out here. I realized
that.
And that kind of reminded me of Ananias. When God told Ananias to go see Saul. And Ananias going to tell God, don't you know who Saul is and what he done? And how he persecuted the church? Well, if God told Ananias to go to Saul, why wouldn't Ananias think that God already know who Saul is and what Saul has done?
Yeah.
God got a plan. God has a plan. Now, so we understand the attitude of the prodigal son. He realized he made a mistake and he wanted to come back home.
Amen.
Now, our attitude should be that of the father.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll go back home and I repent. And I say to my father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the servants. So he has humbled himself. He has humbled himself.
Amen.
And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Now, that should be our attitude when a backslider comes back.
Amen.
But is that our attitude? Huh? Or do we have the attitude of the big brother?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Let's go to the 25th verse. It said, now his oldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fattest calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in, therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said unto his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friend. Now it seems like that big brother had a jealous attitude.
Amen.
You would think that he would be happy that his little brother came back home and his little brother all right. Because there's no way he could have known where his brother was.
Amen.
And the backslider, they still are a part of the family of God, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because God says that I am married to the backslider. So they still are brothers and sisters, even though they are in a backslidden state. Now Galatians chapter 61 says, if a brother is overtaken in a fault, ye that are spiritual should restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
Amen.
But is that our attitude? Is that the way we behave? Or when somebody makes a mistake or they're overtaken in a fault, do we talk about them? Do we put them down? Do we make them feel shame? And then they don't want to come back to church no more.
Amen. Amen.
Because they are afraid of what people say about them.
Yeah.
We're supposed to restore them. That's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
But just like his older brother, his attitude was, I'd have been here all the time. I ain't been nowhere. I ain't done nothing. And I've been serving you all these years. And he left. Now he coming back. And he getting all this attention, and you doing all this work, and you done nothing for me. So he get an attitude toward his brother.
Yeah.
Is that the attitude of the body of Christ? I'm just asking. You know? I'm just putting a mirror in front of us so we can look in the mirror and look at ourselves. Uh-huh. Amen?
Amen.
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 You know, the psalmist say, search me, O Lord, and see if there is any wicked way in me.
Amen.
Sometimes we might not be aware that we have a certain attitude.
Amen.
We might not be aware of our own behavior.
Yeah.
But when the backslider comes back, they're watching. They're checking out how they're being treated. And we supposed to treat them with love because the word says in Jeremiah that with love and kindness have I drawn them. So our behavior should be that of love, compassion, patience.
Yeah.
That's what we should have.
Yeah.
So many people that have been to church, they know the word. If you ask them, the church is the last place they want to go. Why is that? And see, you know what the church will do? The church will put it on them. The church ain't gonna look at themselves as being the problem. They're going to put it on the backslider.
Amen.
But if we treat the backslider like the father treated the prodigal son, let's go back. Let's go back to the word. Let's go to the 20th verse.
Amen.
The 20th verse says, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Do we greet the backslider like that? Do we greet the backslider like that? Lord, look who came back to church. Come on now. Come on now. Lord, I wonder where they've been. Wonder what they've been doing. And they got nerve to come back up in here now. They should have stayed. They shouldn't have never left. But look at what the 21st verse says. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in the sight and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fattest calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Look at that.
Amen.
I don't see nowhere in here where the father thought anything about what his son has done. He was just so happy that his son was lost.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, he said his son was dead. That's what he told his older brother.
Yeah.
In the 31st verse. 31st verse says, and he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. I was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and now found. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Can you imagine how the father felt to see his son?
Amen.
If one of your child is lost and you don't know where they are, you don't know what happened to them, and then you see them, your child, wouldn't you rejoice? Wouldn't you be glad? I can see you now, Pastor Constance, asking yourself, you hungry? You need something to eat? Come on, let me run you a bath.
Amen.
You'll be all over him, and you wouldn't even let him hardly breathe.
That's right.
Couldn't that be our attitude toward the backslider?
Amen.
Love.
Let them know that we miss them and they're glad. We're glad that they came back home. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go back in Luke 15 a little bit.
Amen.
And I'm gonna get ready to close this out, but let's go to the third verse of Luke 15. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, will not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? We are here in church, and we got a brother or a sister that we don't see in church no more.
Right.
Now, we might make one phone call, maybe two. I'm going to give you three to try to get him to come back to church. Right?
Amen.
But here it says that they leave the 99 sheep.
Amen.
To go get the one lost one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is that what it says? And when he has found it, he laid it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he have, and when he coming home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.
Amen. Yes.
Woo.
Amen.
My God.
What is our attitude? What is our behavior toward those that the enemy has tricked?
Amen.
You know, Galatians 12:3, it says that, you know, because some of us, you know, we say and we really don't worry about the other saint as we should. But in Galatians chapter 12, verse 3, I'm trying to find it so I can read it correctly. It say, not Galatians 12, it's Romans chapter 12, I'm sorry. Romans chapter
Amen.
12, verse 3.
Amen.
It said, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We don't want to get so high, because you know the Lord showed me one time that all of us is sort of like on a ladder climbing to heaven. And there are some that's on the bottom rung, there's some on the middle rung, and there's some on the top rung. And there's something that everyone should be doing. The one that's on the bottom should be trying to get to the next step. And the one that's in the middle should be pulling the one under him up while they're pushing the one above him up. Y'all follow me? And the one that's on top to be trying to pull the one under them down as they trying to go higher. So it's our job to help one another. We can't,
right.
You know, I'm the bishop, you know. That ain't my job, you know.
Hmm.
But it is our job.
Yes, it is.
Show love, compassion, and patience for other people. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that repents.
Amen.
Right.
Isn't that what it say? More so
right.
than they do over the 99.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I encourage the body of Christ tonight. Look in that mirror. Take a good look at yourself and ask yourself, what is my attitude towards those that the enemy has tricked?
Amen.
You know? Because the enemy do trick some. The Bible tells us
Amen.
To be sober, to be vigilant.
Yeah.
Because your adversary, the devil, is seeking whom he may devour. And if we don't put on the whole armor of God, we're not going to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. And everybody's
Amen.
Not there. Everybody's not there. So we have to help each other. And what we have
Amen.
To understand that people are going through stuff in this world today. They're going through stuff. And some people just can't handle it. It's too much for them. You got pastors in it. And stuff that's committing suicide.
My God.
Because they trying to live that life and be that light for everybody else, but they dealing with stuff themselves that they can't even handle. And they feel like that they shouldn't be dealing with that, so they don't want to let nobody know what they dealing with. They can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So everybody, people got issues. They dealing with things. You can't expect people to be where you are. You can have two people fall in the same hole, experience the same thing, and when they come out, it will have affected them differently.
Amen.
One might be able to deal with it, and the other one might not be able to deal with it. So just because you can handle something, God give you the strength, and your faith is such where you can handle something, don't necessarily mean that the other person is.
Amen.
Sometimes you think you're over something, and you feel that way because you haven't been confronted with it. Then when you confronted with it, then you realize that, hey, I thought I was stronger than this, but I see I still got the same issue.
Amen.
So we encourage you to consider those that the enemy trying to destroy. Amen. Consider that. We thank God for you. We thank God for this word. We trust and pray that you have got something out of it. Amen, amen. Because the backslider, we need to help them to acknowledge their sins and encourage them, show them love, kindness, amen, have compassion, amen. So they know that Christ still love them. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for you, Pastor Carson and Pastor Jay. We pray for you. We pray that God keep blessing you, and we pray that you keep allowing him to use you for his glory. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. At this time, we are turning back over to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank
God. Amen. We thank God for Bishop Houston for that powerful word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the man of God to bring forth that word with power and clarity to the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
And we all need to learn to grow and to as God helps us to develop and to show love, to show compassion. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And to show that God, that we all can strengthen one another. We can push each other up. We can edify one another. Amen. We can encourage one another in the word of God, in the spirit of God. Amen. And David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can strengthen Paul's house and strengthen my brother or my sister that need strength for this hour, this day, and time. We sort of strengthen one another. Amen. And the unity of love, unity of the God's spirit. And that's so true. Amen. God places place of restoration, place of reconciliation. Amen. Place of love. We should show love for one another. God demonstrated love for us while we're yet sinners. Christ died for us, died for you, and died for me. Amen. We so show love one to another. Amen. Thank God for his word on this hour, this time. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for Bishop Houston. And again,
amen.
How do we get the backslider to return? And how do we respond to the backslider?
Yeah.
Well, that was such a timely and relevant message, because as Bishop Houston has stated, that people are dealing with just issues. And those that are in the body of Christ, we're not, exempt or immune from dealing with the issues in this world. The scripture tells us we're going to have trials and tribulations.
Amen.
And so a couple of things that I wanted to point out, as the body of Christ, God calls us to show love, to show help, and to show love, and to bring restoration, just as it was back in the scripture, as a bishop was talking. I began to reflect on the woman that was caught in adultery.
Yeah.
Not only, she wasn't in adultery by herself. She had to be in adultery also, too, with a man in order for her to be caught in adultery. And so she was brought forth to Jesus, and Jesus showed compassion.
Amen.
And not only did he show compassion, he chose a word to those that were standing there as her accuser. And he said, ye who is without sin, you can.
Come on.
And so we need to be able, as the body of Christ, this was a word of self-reflection.
Amen.
We need to be able to know all that when the scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that's exactly what it means. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But by the grace of God go I.
Amen.
But by the grace of God go I. So, yes, we have to be very mindful of how we respond to those that are in backslidden positions.
Amen.
And those that have been in backslidden positions that are trying to, number one, they've repented.
Amen.
And they're trying to walk in restoration. If you fail to, just as Bishop was saying, how he knocked on the door and the door was slammed in his face and locked before him, those that do that, woe be unto you, because you will account to God for that, because that is a soul. That is a soul.
Amen.
The scripture tells us, only if one returns, that the angels of heaven are rejoiced. We need to also have that same mindset, that same spirit of being able to show love, to welcome the backslider, to bring restoration. That's what we are called
to do.
That's what we are called to do. I'd like to hear tonight from our listening audience as well. If this message resonated in your spirit, or if you would like to have a comment regarding the word that has been shared tonight, go ahead, if you will, and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we thank the Lord. Oh, my, what a powerful message and a powerful word.
Amen.
Bishop Houston, again, we thank you for sharing that word. Okay, we have one caller. Your last four digits are 4848, and we're going to go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Praise God.
Amen.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to say I really enjoyed this message, especially regarding the prodigal son, because
interaction, and we just give God the praise.
Yeah, you should that God has loved us, but we're yet sinners. We should learn to walk in that love He demonstrated towards us.
Amen.
We should demonstrate that same type of love to those that need it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He loved us. His blessing, His grace, and mercy upon us. You should show that kind of mercy and love to others as well.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we are going to close out tonight, but before we do, we would like to give anyone that is in our listening audience the opportunity to give their life to the Lord. If you don't know our Lord and Savior as Savior of your life, tonight is your opportunity. Or if you are one that is in a backslidden state and you would like to repent, the Lord is standing there with His arms open wide to be able to receive you back.
Amen.
And all that you have to say is, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I'm opening my heart to you.
Yes.
Come into my heart. Change my life. Live, Lord God. Take root within me. And I make you Lord of my life for the rest of my life. Or if you are one that needs to repent, to say, Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. And Lord, just restore me. Bring me back, Lord God, and right at your feet, Father God. And the Lord, again, is standing there with His arms open wide to receive
Amen.
You,
Amen.
Praise God, and restore you. The Word of God tells us that there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you have been restored if you prayed that prayer. You have
Amen.
Been saved if you prayed that prayer. And all the angels of heaven are rejoicing over you. To God, we thank you for tuning in tonight. We have about 2 minutes left in the broadcast. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Go forth this week. Advance the kingdom of God. Use whatever platform that you have to get the word out and the gospel out. We thank God for you, and we give God
all
the
praise.
To God
be
all
the
glory. Good night. God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God. Yeah.
the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.